Thank you. With that, we'll move on to item number three, PR-2020-004448, case SD-2023-00029, preliminary final plat. The applicant, Greenbox Architecture, Derek Metzen, agent for Caris Power and Laura Gutierrez, request the aforementioned action for all of the portions of lot D1 and D3, proposed lot D1-A, Mesa del Sol Innovation Park 2, zoned PC, located at 5201 Hawking Drive Southeast, containing approximately 28.4377 acres, old zone Atlas Q16. Property owners are Steve Chavez and Rudy Guzman and Pete and Sola Daskalos. The request is to consolidate tracks D1 and D3 of the Carlos Power property in Mesa del Sol Innovation Park 2 via elimination of the dividing property line. Could I have the applicant unmute and introduce themselves?
Hello. Yes. Good morning. Hi, this is Laura Gutierrez with Kairos Power.
Do you affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Would you give your name and address for the record?
Yes, Laura Gutierrez, Kairos Power, and we're at 5201 Hawking Drive, Southeast Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87106.
Okay. Would you mind providing a brief summary of the request so that I can get up to speed on what your request is and may have a few questions after your presentation?
Definitely. And thank you, Mr. Bohannon. I'm going to ask that we also introduce our architectural consultant, Greenbox, who will be representing us and speaking on the project today.
Okay. Is that person on right now? I can go ahead and have them sworn in.
Hi, my name is Kelsey Plucer on behalf of Greenbox Architecture.
Do you swear and affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Ms. Gutierrez, proceed.
Kelsey, I'm actually going to, if you don't mind, I'm going to ask that you please brief the project.
Sure. This is Kelsey Plucer with Greenbox Architecture. Kairos Power has a desire and need to increase their campus. They have an existing building on site that went through an addition back in 2020. And now, with some future expansions in mind and a concurrent DFT review, we are proposing the consolidation of two of their lots, tract D1 and D3, with the elimination of a dividing lot line, with this proposed tract D1A being the final plat. Utilities are served through the public or a shared private access easement that runs along the south side of the property up to Hawking Drive, where the public infrastructure is being constructed as we speak.
I'm sorry, where are you? Miss Plus, how do you pronounce your last name? Plusar?
Plusar.
Plusar. Can you show me where D3 is? I'm having a hard time with my computer seeing where I'm trying to figure out where the lot line was eliminated.
Yeah, this is Kelsey Greenbox Architecture. There's a very light dashed line that runs through that title tract D1A. Just below that title is lot line to be eliminated by this plat.
Okay. Oh, I see it. Okay. Now I understand. Okay. Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, with that, we will proceed to staff. This is Ron Bohannon. We'll proceed to staff. We will go with the
Mr. Bohannon, if yes. You could first proceed to the public.
Thank you. Now, members of the public who may want to indicate if they would like to speak, please raise your hand or unmute. Seeing none, we'll move on. Mr. Gutierrez for the Water Authority, could you please go through your comments?
Yes, this is David Gutierrez, the Water Authority. Water Authority has no comments or objections to the proposed plat. Thank you.
Okay, and a water and sewer availability letter has been issued.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, we've worked out the details with them, and the plat is fine, and we have a site plan that's already being worked out as well.
Great. Ron Buchanan, code enforcement, Jeff Palmer.
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. This is Jeff Palmer with code enforcement. We have no comments and no objections.
Okay, good enough. Ron Buchanan, Hearing Officer, Parks and Recreation, Whitney.
Hi, this is Whitney Balin with Parks and Recreation, and we have no comments or objections to this planning action.
Great. Ron Buchanan, Hearing Officer, Hydrology, Tiquan Chen.
Tiquan Chen, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved grading drainage plan dated 7/20/2022. Hydrology has no objection to the plating action and no objection to the infrastructure list.
Okay, so there is an infrastructure list on this as well for you.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Mr. Hearing Officer, that infrastructure list, I believe, is tied to the site plan and not this plat. But they did include, they did email that to us. It was put into the file with this plat, but I believe this is going to be tied to the site plan administrative being reviewed by the development facilitation team. Ms. Wolfley, Mr. Bizar can jump in if they want, but I believe that's the case.
That is correct.
This is Ron Buchanan, Hearing Officer. I did find it. Thank you. Transportation, Mr. Armijo.
Ernest Armijo, Transportation. Transportation has an approved conceptual TCL dated September 27th, 2022. We have no objections. Please note, a full TCL will be required prior to building permit.
Okay. Actually, one other case, Mr. Chin, do you have a conceptual grading and drainage plan on file, and will they need to do a final one for the building permit just for informational purposes?
Tiquan Chin, Hydrology, Mr. Hearing Officer, they have the approved grading drainage plans, not conceptual anymore.
Yeah. Even better. Thank you. This is Ron Buchanan, Hearing Officer, last section planning.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. The only comments that we have are we just need the project and application numbers added to the plat. That's PR 2020-00-4448 and SD 2023-00029. And we need you to work with our AGIS, our GIS office, and get your DXF file approved. That both of these issues, both of these comments are delegatable comments, which can, you know, be, sorry, I see Kelsey, you got your hand up?
Go ahead. Yeah, Jay, this is Kelsey with Greenbox Architecture. We have received that approval and were informed at the time that it was forwarded on to the DRB. I believe you were on that email, but I would be more than happy to send that over here shortly if that would work for you.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I would appreciate that. I get a lot of emails, and it's very possible that I missed that DXF file approval. I do usually get that forwarded to me by AGIS. So if you could, please forward that to me as soon as possible.
Great. Kelsey at Greenbox, that email is on its way to you now, Jay.
All right. Thank you. And that concludes planning comments.
This is Rob Hannon, Hearing Officer. Jay, so the case was advertised preliminary / final plat. What are they requesting? Do they have an IIA in place? And is this a final plat today, or is this preliminary plat?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. The infrastructure is in no way tied to the plat in action itself. This is a request to consolidate two lots, or two tracks, I should say. There was an IIA that was tied to a previous DRB major site plan amendment approval, and they've now come in since that approval with what's called a site plan administrative DFT, which formerly would have been a major site plan amendment DRB to add a pretty sizable addition onto that property. And again, that infrastructure list for the new infrastructure will be tied to that site plan administrative DOT. And so this is just a minor plat in action.
This is Ron Bohannon, hearing officer. Ms. Wolfley?
This is Jolene Wolfley. I just wanted to note, you probably heard our discussion about the signature block on the previous case. So just make the same adjustments on this signature block. And you can keep the signatures you have and just make those adjustments because we know we're in transition. And so we'll work with you. Thank you.
This is Ron Bohannon, hearing officer. Some members of the staff, I'm inclined to approve final plat today because I don't see any reason for them to come back unless.
When it's advertised as a preliminary final plat, it means the preliminary and final plat are joined and we are approving the final plat.
Okay.
When it just says final plat, it means that previously we approved the preliminary plat and now we're just doing the final approval of a final plat. And if it just says preliminary plat, that means that's all that's being done. But yeah, I'm sorry, that's a little confusing. But when they're joined together, preliminary final plat, it means it's all being done today at one time.
Okay. Staff have any other comments?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I'm just noting that the planning conditions of approval in the chat right now.
Great. Let me give you a minute. There was no public comment, so we won't have to go back to the public. Jay, whenever you're ready, let me know.
One second here.
And I just want to let the members of the audience know we're going to do a 5-minute recess once we're done with this case.
Mr. Bohannon, could we make that a 15-minute recess since we've been in session over 2 hours? And it would be good at least 10 minutes for staff to be able to use the facilities.
Okay. So with that, I move approval of PR 2020-004448 SD-2023-00029 final plat with one finding that the application numbers needed to be added to the plat. Hydrology signature line must be added to the plat and mark out the DRB reference for the planning signature. Ms. Poussard or Ms. Gutierrez, do you have any questions?
Laura Gutierrez, Kairos Power. No, I do not. And okay. Thank you very much.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Mr. Hirnosser, I just note that would be a condition because this will be a sign off by DFT staff.
Okay, thank you. We'll put that in notice of decision.
Kelsey with Green Box Architecture. We have no further questions. Thank you.
Thank you. We will be in recess for 15 minutes. We'll return approximately 11:22. Thank you.